The Money Show.
The markets.
Yeah, welcome to The Money Show this evening. An unusual top story tonight, but we thought it was worthwhile on the basis that an industry in South Africa that employs 30,000 people at 1,000 different properties is potentially at risk as a result of what looks like an isolated series of incidents. Can you have an isolated series of incidents? Potentially isolated series of incidents involving animal abuse. And the SPCA, frankly, that was disappointing. Brian Pyle from the Old Mutual Investment Group. Our currency had a blowout and then pulled back. The US and China are friends again. We're not having a trade war just yet. And it's all back to normal, whatever that is.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that the market ended almost flat off the back of all of that news. Mm. So I think people digesting it. The US markets are up as we speak. But our currency was actually two ways. It was strong against the pound, but slightly weak against the US dollar, closing period on Friday versus today. So a little bit two ways on that front.
Market's watching and waiting to see what our Reserve Bank does on interest rates, and I certainly doubt they're going to do absolutely anything other than warn that rates are likely to go up if we see continued relative rand weakness and this oil price, which just won't go down substantially.
I think you're spot on, Bruce. 2 months ago, I think we were all hoping and thinking that rates would come down. The latest set of results, data, inflation numbers, the rand getting a bit weaker would suggest that those were hopeful. And I seriously doubt we see anything other than a warning of it's not going down, and if anything, it's going up in time.
That's what it looks like at the moment. Brait, share prices up like 6% a day for 3 days, trading days in a row. I haven't seen any news. Somebody seems to have wind that perhaps things are turning around for Brait.
I'm not too sure about the previous couple of days, but the only thing I can think of today was that Pioneer Foods came out with results. Now, within Brait, 35 to 40% of their NAV is made up of Premier Foods.
Ah, okay.
And within Pioneer Foods, their essential foods business, which is maize milling, bread, et cetera, did very well. So not a lot of turnover growth, but a big snap back in earnings of that business. It was up 70% on profit level. And I think people are reading through from Pioneer into Brait and saying, you know what, those Premier Food results are going to be good.
We can ignore 30-something billion rands worth of write-off on New Look in the UK as long as Premier Foods are doing
well. It's priced in. It is priced in, yeah.